Some of you may know me, some of you may not. My name is John Bogdasarian. I'm with the Pro Manas Group. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about many of the questions I get from my investors, which are similar, have a lot to do with our criteria for investing. First of all, I want to explain to you our overall philosophy of investing. We're not speculators. We don't buy things and hope that the price goes up or hope that the price goes down. We call that speculation. So what we do on the flip side is we look at solely the income that we're going to get from something that we buy. So if I buy a stock, for instance, that pays a high yield, like say a real estate investment trust, or even a company that pays out a substantial amount of its earnings in the form of a dividend, then I'm really buying a stream of income. And to me, then the analyzation has to turn to how predictable is that income and what's the likelihood that it's going to continue and or potentially grow. So when we analyze anything, we look at it as investing and we invest in things that produce income. Our philosophy is do the work once and then get paid forever. Now let me make the assumption that you also believe in investing based on income. You want your dollars that you worked hard to get to go out and work for you and generate money for you so that someday you don't have to work anymore. Your money out there working for you generates more income than you can earn on your own. That's the goal. That's always the goal for us. How do we get our passive income from our investments to exceed our monthly cost of living or annual cost of living if you want to look at it annually? We focus primarily on real estate because real estate happens to generate the most income for the dollars invested. Our criteria is as follows. We first look to establish that income source as stable. What do I mean by that? I mean, if a tenant's paying us rent in a building and that tenant leaves, are we likely to be able to get another tenant in the building to pay us the same rent or more rent? So when we're looking at an asset, we want to make sure that we're buying it based on a market value rent, and we want to make sure that we project out that we'll be able to re-tenant this property should the current tenant fail or leave at the end of their lease term. That's the first criteria, underwrite the income. And whether you're buying a stock that pays a high dividend yield or whether you're buying a piece of real estate that you can rent out, you always want to look at that income source and how predictable and how stable it is. That's the bulk of the analysis. The second analysis we look at is the underlying value of the asset itself, meaning can that property be built or reproduced for the same price that we're buying it? We always look to buy assets below replacement cost. So if we buy a 200,000 square foot building, an industrial or warehouse building, and we're paying $40 a square foot for the building, or $8 million, for example, if someone wanted to duplicate that asset and build it right next door, how much would they have to pay? In most instances, they would have to pay $60 to $80 a square foot, oftentimes double what we're buying an asset for. And the reason why we like to have it that way is because then we know our tenant can't move and a competitor can't come in and compete with us and or our tenant. So we've done a good thing for our tenant in buying the asset correctly because we can fix their rent at a market rent, and if a competitor tries to come in and compete with them and has to build a new facility, they'll be paying twice the amount of rent to support that piece of real estate than our tenant is in our real estate. So we look to try and help our tenants establish themselves and have a reserve and a safety net so that competition can't come in and wipe them out. Another important aspect of a transaction that we look at, and a lot of people ask us this question as well, is what types of asset classes are important to us. And we're not really an asset buyer. For instance, by asset class, what I mean is, do we buy retail properties? Do we buy office properties? Do we buy industrial properties? Do we buy apartment complexes? Those are various asset classes. And the answer is yes, we'll buy any of them. We don't do a lot of retail, frankly, because we just haven't been able to figure out how much the internet is going to wipe out of retail businesses. The whole landscape of retail is changing. People walk into stores and they shop for items and then they scan it on their iPhone or smartphone, if you will, and they and they find it online for a fraction of the price, and they hit one button and they order it in a one-click order. This is what's happened. So once we've found what we think is a predictable income source, once we've found a building that we can buy below replacement cost, the next thing that we look at is the lease term that's left on the building. We really want a longer lease term so that we can establish our reserves. What are reserves? Well, this is another important point. When you buy something with a predictable income source, you still want to be conservative, and you want to make sure that you're not paying out all that income or using all that income. You want to leave some of that income on the table so that when the building does become vacant or potentially needs some repairs, you have a kitty built up that you can use to stabilize that property and get it re-tenanted. I like to say that real estate usually experiences, if it runs into problems, it usually experiences what we call temporary setbacks. So we like to have reserve built. And if we have a longer lease up front and we have a good tenant, that gives us more time to build our excess cash flow in order to protect that asset. Taking advantage of other people's panic and or fears is an important aspect of investing. We looked at Michigan as, hey, it may be experiencing some tough times, but we're buying good companies that are profitable. We're buying core assets well below replacement cost. And frankly, we don't see everybody leaving Michigan. Obviously, there's no guarantees when investing in anything. But our approach to investing and taking it back by stable income, we feel is far more predictable and far more steady than any other type of approach to investing. I sincerely hope you find this video useful, and if you do, feel free to share it and like it. And if you ever have any questions, feel free to contact us anytime. We're happy to help with anything we can. I appreciate you tuning in today. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.